on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
All right. Hey, if your congregation, organization, you have an event coming up that you think that the KLYT listener would want to attend, well, we want to know about it, and we'll let others know about it. We'll either, all different kind of ways we can promote events, but often you'll hear our announcers make mention of events. Let me tell you about one that's coming up Saturday, March 28th. And listen, I need the attention of the widows in our community or those who know a widow at 11 a.m. on that Saturday morning, March 28th at Calvary Southwest. That's on Fortuna across from West Mesa High School, an event called Beloved. It's a widow's brunch. And obviously it's designed to bless the widows, as I've already mentioned. Beautiful time of encouragement in the Lord. Citywide event exclusively for widows. And the space is limited. Now, although it's a free event, they are asking that you register for the event at calvarysouthwest.com. And child care will not be provided, so you'll need to make accommodations for that. But in studio with us, Sonia, who's the leader of the women's ministry at Calvary Southwest, also happens to be the pastor's wife, who's we consider your family. And Sonia, before we came on the air, you mentioned we hadn't had you on the show before. This is well overdue.
That's this is my first time, but thank you for having me.
Oh, glad to have you. So, Sonia Montoya, you hear Ray every weekend, Saturday and Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock right here on KLYT, Keeping It Real. You can hear that teaching, and actually what we expect to hear just before Easter is Easter. We'll deviate a little bit from our normal teaching that we've been hearing on the weekend and go into an Easter message. But, Sonia, this event that you've scheduled, Beloved, the Widow's Brunch, what inspired you to do this?
Steve, 14 years ago, our family was struck with tragedy. My younger sister's husband, he passed away from brain cancer, and this was something that was suddenly, it was shocking to our family, and he fought the good fight. He had a couple of open brain surgeries and really, tried hard to push through his battle, but the Lord called him home. And my sister and her husband and their two boys lived in California, and I live here in Albuquerque, and it was a really hard time for our family. So watching my sister go through such a tragedy, I believe this is when God birthed this desire within my heart. It's been in my heart for many years to have something special for widows, and I'm finally obeying the Lord. I feel like this is the time, this is the year, and the Lord said, do it this year.
And here we are. It's coming up on March 28th at 11 a.m. at Calvary Southwest. And so you've got, I'm going to assume that there's going to be a time of worship.
Yes.
You've already found your speaker.
That's right. I've asked Larissa Lesko to be our guest speaker for this special event. Larissa is a dear friend of mine. She and Pastor Chip Lesko, they have been our friends and supported our ministry for many, many years. And God used Pastor Chip in a huge way at Calvary Chapel Southwest. He was part of our board of directors for many years. And early on when we started the church, he believed in our ministry, and he came down and he helped us with our vacation Bible school. He supported us, and he was always cheering us on. And so Larissa became one of my dear friends, and I'm so excited to have Larissa share a special message with the widows.
Well, and Larissa joins us in studio as well. And ladies, you should be well acquainted with Larissa. We've had her on the air before for other events that you've spoke at locally here, Larissa. So thanks for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me, Steve. You know, I'm truly honored to come alongside Sonia and to be a part of this event.
You mentioned, and if people have heard the spot, you mentioned you're twice widowed. a young widow, and which, by the way, listen, if you're listening and you're a widow or you know a widow, you're looking for widows.
Yes.
If you've gone through that, whether it's been 20 years or last week or, you know, Larissa, what is your hope as you address the ladies that will attend this event?
Well, hope is the right word. I really am wanting to, you know, be able to let, I guess, explain the widow's journey, even though they know, but to encourage them that, first of all, as a widow, you're not going crazy because of the way you feel, because of the things you think, because of so many externals that impact widows. Second year comes along and you're supposed to be okay. So I really am hoping to encourage them, first of all, with God's chesed, which is his loyal love, his everlasting love. It's a love that just draws you. It's his covenant love. And so I really hope to unpack that and remind ladies that even though our person is gone, our purpose isn't. Because if it was, we would have gone with them. So there is still more to your story if you're a widow. And I feel like the enemy especially tries to take out those who are vulnerable, who are weak, who are down. You know, he likes to kick us when we're down. Mm-hmm. And so I really hope to encourage women to find that next purpose, to find community. There's a whole host of things, physical, especially with the way our brain and our mind thinks. And so hope to leave them with encouragement that God does love them. God does see them. He is El Roy, and he sees. So I'm going to be drawing from the book of Ruth. I'm going to be touching on Jeremiah 31, that as is Sonia. And this was your inspiration the Lord gave you.
Yes. So this event is called Beloved, and it comes from Jeremiah 31:3, where it says, "The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you."
That is so, so beautiful. So that is what we, that is our hope, is to leave women with this encouragement that they are seen, that they are loved, and they are not forgotten.
You know, I have to imagine there might be a widow listening who's, but my situation is different. My, you know, and you spoke before about some of the feelings that come in this process after the loss of a spouse. Do you want to speak directly to them that, you know, about some of the things we, you know, you understand? You may be feeling, you know, you weren't real specific about it. If you're comfortable going there, my hope is that someone listening, they are talking about me.
Yes. Well, you know, Steve, I didn't realize this until until he revealed this to me, but for a year and a half after Chip went home to be with Jesus, I didn't realize, but I felt like I was suffocating. I felt like there was this heavy weight on my chest. And then last October, we had an event that Sonia was actually one of my guest speakers at a sister event. And as I was speaking, it was pretty miraculous. But the Lord, in the midst of that, gave me a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. And it was a sudden lifting. And at that point, it was as if I could. It's like I had been submerged in the water and I was struggling for breath. And in an instant, the Lord delivered me. And I didn't even know that I should have been praying for this garment of praise, this spirit of heaviness. But I think there's other things that maybe widows are experiencing, that physical pain can be a part of it. So I'm just praying, and I have been praying, that there'll be a sense of deliverance spiritually, emotionally, and just so that women can understand you're not losing your mind. We've experienced a trauma, and our brain can handle it, compartmentalizes it, and it does what it needs to survive. So there's a lot of neuroscience that goes into this, and I'll be sharing a little bit about that. And hopefully, you know, we can address some of the women if they're experiencing things that we have. I think we're going to have a group of ladies there where we'll have a time of sharing and we'll be able to minister to one another.
Do you anticipate, and we'll pray for this, new relationships that may end up last a lifetime?
Absolutely. That's my prayer, is that these widows from all around the of Albuquerque and really beyond, that they would come and make connections with one another, and that they would know that they're not alone, and they do have other women who understand their, and they can live together.
And I just have to echo that. That has been so incredibly vital for my life. I have made friends. It's as if Chip, it's the Lord, obviously, but Chip's leaving brought friends into my life that I would have never known otherwise. And these have become some of the dearest friends. And it's all about community, but I had to be intentional, Steve. It didn't just fall in my lap. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to share that as well.
Okay. Since I have you here, I want to take advantage, because you know firsthand what the need is. And it's our call as a church to minister. And you're doing that, Sonia, with this event. But speak to all of us. How can the body of Christ better minister to widows?
I think for me, in fact, Sonia and I were just talking about this. And I think sometimes you just don't know what mm-hmm. a simple text will do, or just a simple check-in, even years later. I think it really makes a huge difference. And she had a beautiful story where she did this one beautiful little act that she had even forgotten about that screamed volumes years later.
Right. Having my sister going through widowhood and being long distance, it was agonizing on my part, because I couldn't just get in my car and go to my sister's house and sit in her living room with her and have a cup of coffee and be present with her in her pain. And so I felt helpless on my end. I felt I wasn't doing enough. I was praying for my sister fervently through the years, but I wasn't able to be physically with her, and that was really hard, Steve. I talked to my sister about this on the way over here, and she shared something that really touched my heart. I felt like I failed you, and I am so sorry if I didn't enough for you during those early years. And she said, sis, you didn't fail. She said, you were the first one who stayed the night with and slept with me in our bed after Brent went be home with the Lord. She says, you were there cuddling me. And she said, I the love of God through you. And Steve, I didn't remember that. But she reminded me that just those simple things. And she said, everyone has a purpose and a play plays a part in our grieving process and in our journey. And that's what God had you, she said. And God had praying for me back home. And God used people in California to physically and tangibly do things for me that you couldn't do. And that brought me a lot of comfort. And so I'm thankful that I had that conversation with my sister, because for those of us who have family members who are widows, sometimes you don't know, don't know how to help them, what they need.
Well, I love the text, the simple text. Just, I mean, that's easy. You know, you came to mind today praying for you.
Yes.
And you didn't even know how you were blessing your sister, but so much to her. Now, okay, here comes brain, okay? And forgive me if it's like, no, man. But the honeydews, the things, you know, especially shortly after the loss, I hesitate to say loss of love, especially a Christian who we know where they are. You know what I mean. Mm-hmm. What about, making sure that the widow knows that you're available to take care of those things around the yard, or, that maybe they can help out in that way? Is that a simple?
Huge. That is huge. And I am not exaggerating. Probably the week that Chip went home were people at our house. I mean, just making decisions to do things. And of course, now I've got my brothers and friends, and it just makes life that much easier. So that's a great one, Steve.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a great thing. Great thought.
Practical guy brain.
No, that's great. Yes, it's true. I can't. There are things that I can't do. A friend had to teach me how to light a fire in my fireplace.
Yeah.
Because that was Chip's job. Yeah. He always did that.
Now you need to go on one of those reality shows where you go out and survive.
There you go. Now I know how to make a fire. Yes.
Well, Sonia, I want to throw it back to you, whether for the event or the women's ministry or anything else going on at Calvary Southwest that you want to share with the audience.
Yes, Steve. Tomorrow night, we kick off our spring Bible study, Knowing His Name. It is a 7-week study every Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It is a citywide women's Bible study, and we will be studying the names of God.
All right. And I don't know if you heard that, ladies, citywide. So Calvary Southwest is just across from West Mesa High School on Fortuna. CalvarySouthwest.com
yes.
is the website. The ladies have invited you out for tomorrow night and the beloved Widow's Brunch that's happening at Calvary Southwest Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. Details again at CalvarySouthwest.com. Ladies, open invite. So much appreciate all the things you're doing in addition to this brunch. And let us know how we can be a megaphone for the ministry you're doing in our community.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
All right. And hey, stay with us. Sheology has events coming up you'll want to know about. We'll get back to it after the break on ABQ Connect.